Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And our good friend the Dáil Bike Shed is back on the front pages today because the audit investigating the cost surrounding the bike shed itself has cost €25,000. So a review into the bike shed at Leinster House, which cost €336,000, the review into that has cost the taxpayer thousands more. €25,000 has been spent on the audit carried out by Deloitte, which has been described as another insult to taxpayers following all of these spending scandals. And it now means that the total cost of the bike shed, which holds 36 bikes, comes to €361,000. So do the maths on that. We've spent 10 grand per bike slot at Leinster House. That's the main story in the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Main story in the front of the Irish Independent. A surgeon who implanted experimental spinal devices in children is also being linked to an investigation into unnecessary hip operations. Now, we are expecting the long-awaited review of hip dysplasia surgeries on children will be published today. The Taoiseach, I think last week, said that it would be published this week, and we're at the end of the week, so apparently that report is going to be published today. And one of the surgeons involved was also the doctor who used experimental spinal implants that could corrode in one hospital. The Irish Times on the front page says that Ireland has done a U-turn to oppose European Union reforms aimed at broadening access to new drugs and medicines. And the reason for the U-turn, it would seem, is a blitz of lobbying from big pharma companies over recent months. So the plans by the EU would cut back an 8-year window pharma companies currently have to exclusively sell new drugs they produce before you get the cheaper generics. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin and apparently several senior civil servants have been on the receiving end of a significant push from the pharma sector to get Ireland to adopt a pro-pharma position in the EU debate. And now it seems we've done a U-turn on that. Our waters are getting very warm as well. The Irish Times tells us sea temperatures off the coast of west and south coast of Ireland are above normal and constitute a marine heat wave. There's a heat wave in our water. This is according to UK Met Office data, which has placed the marine heat wave at the extreme end of the spectrum, with sea surface temperatures up to 4 degrees above normal. I have heard of two people who went swimming in the sea recently, one in Dublin and one in Mayo, who both remarked that the water is quite warm. And now we've official data, not just two people I know, but actual official data saying that it's quite warm and we have a marine heat wave currently in our waters. Irish Examiner on the front page tells us that US flights carrying deportees stopping over in Ireland don't need to be cleared with the government. So we have already had a Gulfstream jet which has carried out deportation flights, which stopped in Shannon on Wednesday morning on the way to Djibouti. And the US Department of Homeland Security confirmed the aircraft was transporting 8 men, which it described as violent criminals, to Africa. The Department of Foreign Affairs says because the plane was a civil flight, there's no need for the US government to alert Irish authorities. Now, of course, there will be many who will oppose this as well. The Irish Daily Star, trophy wife is the headline. The Irish Sun, controlling, obsessed with Tina is the headline. Richard Satchwell was controlling of wife Tina. Her half-sister told his murder trial yesterday. Lorraine Howard, the only witness called by the defence, revealed Satchwell would call Tina his trophy wife. And the Irish Daily Mirror, short and sweet is the headline. Camogie players will finally be able to wear shorts after its governing body voted overwhelmingly in favour of the rule change. The president of the Camogie Association will be on Newstalk Breakfast to talk more about this historic vote. 98% of delegates voting to recognise shorts as part of the official kit from midnight last night. Inside the papers, and more about that credit union survey that we heard about in the news. And a lot of people really are struggling to just keeping their head above water. Large numbers of people would struggle if they were hit by an unexpected bill like a car repair or the need to replace a washing machine. So people were asked how they would cope financially if they faced an emergency bill for €1,000, which can happen with your car very easily or something goes wrong in your house. And 1 in 7 say they would be unable to cope with such a financial emergency. And the results suggest a continuing strain on household finances from the cost of living crisis. This is the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Index. So it's an interesting question. If you were faced with a bill in the morning of €1,000, would you be able to cope? It's why people have a rainy day fund, but that's only grand if you can afford to top up your rainy day fund. The Irish Daily Mail, Shane Ross, his house is for sale. And what a fabulous house it is. If you get a chance, have a look at some of the pictures of it. Shane Ross and his wife, Ruth Buchanan, who's the former RT broadcaster, are selling their 5-bed home in Wicklow. And if you'd like to buy it, and I certainly would, but I don't have a spare €3.5 million because that's what they're looking for. The house is called Glenbrook House, but they're looking to downsize, essentially. And it features sash and case windows, a gabled entrance porch and distinctive chimney pots. It's on a large private site in the heart of Enniskerry village, and it is nestled between several mature trees. There's also a swimming pool, if you don't mind, and a tennis court on the grounds. And there's a variety of shrubs, as well as a vegetable garden and flower beds. And you enter a large entrance hall with a carved oak staircase leading to the first floor. And you've access to the swimming pool from the drawing room as well. So there you go. If you win the lotto, you might be interested in Shane Ross's gaff. Times of London tells us dogs are now being treated as child surrogates by their owners. Now, apparently for a long time, owners have considered their dogs to be family members, but there's new research that an increasing number of dog owners have begun to regard their dogs as their children. Some owners see their dog as a child surrogate to spoil, and others are actively choosing not to have children and only to have dogs, because you can still nurture, so that fulfills your nurturing drive, but with fewer demands than raising biological offspring. 16% of dog owners considered their pet to be their actual child. Two final stories to do with holidays in the Mail. It seems, despite our best intentions, half of us can't switch off on holiday. 8 in 10 people feel anxious about coming back to a clogged up inbox after their time off, so they check emails while they are away. 51% have admitted to taking a peek at their emails while abroad instead of sipping a pina colada. It's known as firefighting, a known tactic to reduce a backlog of responsibilities building up. 43% say they're checking their emails to stay on top of things and also not enjoying their holiday at all. And a final story also to do with your holidays in the Sun. Well-meaning tourists' top holiday lingo blunders have been revealed, and grassy arse is number one. So instead of saying gracias, they're saying grassy arse. We're also saying paella instead of paella. Messy bucket instead of merci beaucoup. Pain instead of pan for bread. Silver plate instead of s'il vous plaît. Croissant instead of croissant. And also taxio instead of tassi, and el bicho instead of la playa. These are some of the things we're getting wrong when we go on holidays. 18% of us make a slip up when we are abroad. That's new research that is in the Sun, and 87% of holidaymakers still have a go at the local language. Now, those are the stories.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.